Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Terry Neese is our good friend, our guest. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. That's IEEW.org. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
.org, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Right. Now, Terry, folks, in the previous segments, if you just tuned in, Terry has been talking to us about the great success that she and her organization have been having in empowering and lifting women up in Rwanda and Afghanistan. And the great successes that they've had, and I'm so proud of her and her organization and these women for the courage that they have shown, because it takes a lot of courage for these women to step out in their countries and to sort of make themselves be known and to take a leadership position. Terry, those are just two countries. There's a lot of folks out there. There are a lot of countries that need your kind of support. And so what's next?
That's a good question, because we are getting calls from different governments to bring the Peace Through Business program to their country. I think what's happened is we've all of a sudden become the successful model that can be replicated in any country in the world that will help women entrepreneurs start and sustain their businesses. So we've heard from Uganda, Kenya, Morocco, India, Haiti. Our funders, who are, by the way, all private sectors, we take no government money, and our funders are people like AT&T, Office Depot, UPS, T. Boone Pickens Foundation, the DeVos Family Foundation. They'll all get their heads together here soon to determine what's the third country that we want to go in and be of help to. And Jim, for your audience, if there's anybody out there that would love to participate with us and be involved with us and be a mentor to some of these women, we're doing online mentoring via email and Skype. And then also, when the women are here in July, we are looking for mentors, women entrepreneurs, that will actually house a woman in their home and also teach them in their business. So if they're interested in being a mentor, then go to the website, IEEW.org. There's a link that says mentorship. Fill out the application. Get into our system. Be an online mentor to an Afghan or Rwanda woman. The experience, many of our American women say that they learn much more from them than they could possibly learn from us.
I promise you they learn about courage.
Oh, I mean, we're so proud of our country. And the American women think, oh, my goodness, how lucky are we to live in this free society where we can come and go and do whatever we want to. And we're in a free market economy. And to run our businesses, to hire people, to do whatever we want to do and get our products and services to the marketplace. And these women have to struggle every day just to do that. As a matter of fact, the Afghan women will tell you they leave their home of a morning. They don't know whether they're going to return or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yep.
Really scary.
Well, one of the things that I've said for a long time, Terry, and you and I've talked about this, is the long term peace dividend from around the world is not going to come from governments. It's not going to come from the military. It's going to come from businesses trading with other businesses in other parts of the world, men and women both doing business. And Terry, I believe that if small businesses around the world could get organized and get better connected, we could basically rule the world, frankly. And I'll tell you, I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's really what Peace Through Business is all about. You know, if you are doing business with people in Afghanistan or Rwanda or Europe or China, it's hard to be at war with your business partner.
That's exactly right.
It's all about business.
Frederick Bastiat, the French economist Frederick Bastiat, said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Exactly. That's really what, and really what we're doing in, certainly in Afghanistan, is we're an extension of what our soldiers have done. Our soldiers have brought it so far. It's time now for the Afghan people to step up, create businesses, get their products into the marketplace, and move forward. And that's
and
really...
And take their country back from the theocrats.
That's exactly right.
The Taliban, absolutely. Hey, Terry, IEEW.org is the website. Terry Neese is the founder and the leader of that organization. Terry, thank you for what you do. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you, and hopefully that some of your audience will go to our website, IEEW.org. Check us out. We'd love to have you involved.
Thank you, Terry. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.